The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
At my funeral, I want Bohemian Rhapsody to be played, says one listener, and I'd like a massive party to celebrate my life. I want all my different groups of friends to meet and make new friends through me and keep sharing love, says one of our listeners. The reason they have gotten in touch, and thank you for sharing, is because I mentioned that we were going to be talking about people prepaying and pre-planning their own funerals. Colm Kieran is the owner of My Farewell Wishes and he's with me now. Colm, you're welcome to the show. How popular is this?
Hi, Kieran. It's popular, probably, it's really grown popular, we found, in the last 5 years. It's something, though, that has existed through time. You know, go back to the New Grange in County Meath, close to where we are, and that was the whole concept of planning their burial. You know, so it's thousands of years that people are planning ahead. What we find in the last few years, I think it's a generational shift where there's a group of people now coming to an age of mortality where they're very organized. They've worked in professional environments. They're retiring and they're trying to get the house in order. And along with that, we're seeing changes in family dynamics, issues in families, first families, second families. And they want to make sure that when they pass away, that some of the decisions that can cause rows and arguments and confusion are dealt with ahead. And it's also, I suppose, a method by which you can have a discussion with a family now, let's say sons and daughters, adult sons and daughters, so that you can discuss it, deal with it now. And then when it comes to the time, you just put it into place.
And to what level of detail do people tend to plan the funeral? I mean, are they quite literally kind of picking out readings and hymns and songs and what have you?
Yeah, there's a good amount of people who get into a lot of detail, but the vast majority make sure that there's three main things that they have sorted out. And we would say the first thing you decide is, do you want to have burial or cremation? And because, particularly with cremation, in the absence of any instruction, people will tend to revert to tradition. So they'll go for burial. So that's why it's so important that you let a family member know that you wish to have cremation. The second decision then, or option, is what type of ceremony do you want to have, or any ceremony before that, whether it be religious, non-religious, or a combination of both. And the third thing that we ask people to think about is what type of public repose or wake do you want to have before the ceremony? So, do you want to be public? Do you want to be private? Do you want to be in a family home? Do you want to be in a funeral home? Or a combination of both of those? Or maybe no wake at all. And what type of privacy do you want to have? So do you want to have your house open? And as somebody says, I don't want to have every Tom, Dick and Harry coming in and looking at the photos on my wall of my house. I only want to have people there who were used to coming into the house. So I want to use a funeral home publicly, and then have a private wake for my family and close friends at home. So these are the type of decisions that people don't realise they can make when it comes to the time of funeral. So it's very important then that they know what their options are before that.
And I mean, you would obviously have to be au fait then with what might be permissible or might not be, say, in a Catholic church, to give that example. I mean, are there times where people say, listen, this is the song I want, I'd like this reading, I'd like this poem to be read out, and you say, well, listen, you're going for a Catholic funeral here, and actually there's rules around what they can and cannot allow in the church.
Yeah, it's a very good point, and it's better to have the row now than have it at the time when it's much more emotional. So you take, for example, the eulogy. So a very controversial topic and has come to light in media in the last few months, where there are some dioceses where you're not allowed to have a eulogy. So again, to know that kind of is important, because you can say, well, okay, instead of having a eulogy, I'd like to have the following anecdotes or the following person maybe to say something at a gathering after a funeral. So it might be in a restaurant or somewhere where the family are meeting afterwards. And that can be an awful lot less pressure on a family member to do something like that. And that's one of the trends actually we notice as well, is the importance and the rising importance of what happens after a funeral in terms of the gathering. Who's there, who's not there, who's invited, who's not. Is it tea and sandwiches or is it a full-on meal? And, you know, just to have some clarity about how that person would like to be celebrated after the funeral as well.
And I mean, we've been talking about the planning of the actual event, the prepay element as well. I mean, how expensive is a funeral? Kind of your run of the mill, nothing outlandish, yeah, kind of bog standard funeral.
It's a very important question. Most people, when they ask that question to a funeral director, our normal response is, "Well, how long is a piece of string?" Yeah. I suppose I find that kind of a flippant or a glib answer, to be honest, because what most people mean when they ask, well, what is the cost of a funeral day? What they typically mean is a religious ceremony, a wake in a private house or a funeral home, and then a traditional burial. And in most cases around the country, we find that that's coming in around the region of between 5,000 to 6,000 euros. But that would include within it a lot of payments, the essential payments that we make to priests, celebrants, crematoria, grave diggers. It wouldn't include the purchase of a burial plot usually, because when we quote those type of rates, it can vary considerably from rural areas to purchasing a plot in an area like Dublin, for example. But that's in and around the type of cost as it currently is in 2025.
Colm, listen, thanks a million for joining us and shedding light on all of that for us. Colm Kieran is the owner of My Farewell Wishes. Colm, like I say, thanks a million for your time. 087-1400-106. Kieran, I've already told my family I want some of my ashes put into a salt and pepper set. Bring me on holidays, and when they're having dinner, put me on the table. When some rude person just picks me up without asking, my sons will ask for my ashes back once the rude person has eaten their food. I have a picture, says somebody else, of my father showing him standing in front of his own grave with the head sewn up. All we needed to do when he passed away in 2019 was put in the date of death. So there is somebody who took planning to the nth degree. Thank you as well for those text messages.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.